love it or hate it. All of us have our own perspectives. But when we talk about the concept of public art from the viewpoint of my residents, who I'm here to represent, they don't hate public art as a concept. What they don't like is the way it rolls out as being extremely bureaucratic. And they want it done in a way that respects and engages the public. That's why it's public art. Traveling light is a perfect example of something that we cannot engage with in my community. You're on a skinny little sidewalk, blasting past it on a bridge. And it has absolutely no contextual meaning for the residents of Ward 3, like me. So if it was located somewhere else and you could, for example, snap a selfie, blue ring behind you, and a beautiful scene of some sort, the river, the cityscape, whatever it happens to be, that would be absolutely a triumph of engaging with art. But that's not what it is. The context is missing. And the context is missing because of its location, because of the bureaucracy of tying it to infrastructure, and because really, I don't think we engage the people that live anywhere near where that art installation was put up. So that's kind of a contextual issue. I want to make sure that moving forward, if we move forward with these amendments, that we also consider how every ward will be considered equitably in terms of getting the art that it needs and deserves and where it needs to go. Because the people that live there will tell you where they go and where they will engage with it. That is absolutely critical. And I'm going to finish off with something that Councillor Woolley raised. You talked about the value of art. And then some of our speakers talked about the values that art represents. And it's that balance between what the value is and what the values are that art represents that becomes tricky. We also had an issue with a review process that stems from the call for more of the vision of our public art program. And I took that very seriously as a counselor, and how would I answer that question? And I thought it's public art is the narrative of our city and its people. And it's a reflection of who we were at that particular point in time. It's history. You're telling a story of the people in the city. And I thought a bit further, and I thought it should be one of the ways in which we document the fate of our times. And the fate of our times is something that was brought up by Max Weber, sociologist. I'm only going to need 2 more minutes. I'm going to quote something that Weber said. The fate of our times is characterized by rationalization and intellectualization, and above all, by the disenchantment of the world. Precisely the ultimate and most sublime values have